What about some other local talent, though? We like to boast about our homegrown talent here on BBC Radio Leeds, and we thought this young man from Halifax, from Illingworth, no less, deserved a mention. He's Martin Whittle from Halifax. He's just won a national competition to build a video game based on Sherlock Holmes from scratch in less than 48 hours. Morning, Martin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing very well. I mean, this was bonkers. So, when I hear video game, it takes me right back to the 70s and 80s, I've got to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so is it a DVD? Then is it going
to... No, it's on a CD-ROM, or you can... It's available to download on traintogame.com.
And train
the number two game.com.
So, did you get a chance to speak to the other teams as the 2 days went on, or were you locked away in a special gaming... I don't know, enclosure?
Well, it was in, like, computer labs, and we could speak to other gamers and look at their games, but we just decided to keep ourselves to ourselves. And
so who was the driving force? Was there a leader in the team?
Yeah, there were me and another lad called Ben Stoneman. We were the two game designers.
Okay, so who were the other people that were involved?
We were two programmers, two artists, sorry, Fabiano Diaz and Chloe Martin, and two programmers, Vantue Viana and Peter Gall.
What was the idea that really set you apart from the other games?
The idea that set us apart from the other games was the dungeon escape.
So when you start, what happens then?
Well, the game's called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, and what starts is you're in a dungeon and you're in a prison cell and you need to escape the dungeon. And what you do is you approach the cell door and you unlock the door by using a lockpick method. And then there's a main hall, and there's a main door with four locks on. And then you then have to hack four other cell doors and solve a riddle in each door. And once that's done, the main door unlocks.
So what machinery are you using to do this? You know, I'm just thinking, like, say you're over 50, which we've been concentrating on a lot today, in over 50s, you know, and is life finished for you? Could somebody play it easily at home?
It's not
the DVD, with the CD-ROM, sorry.
Yeah, it's just on CD-ROM, or I can download it, but the controls are basic, you know, it's just the arrow keys, the enter key and the space bar.
So it's dead easy to play?
Yeah, it's basic, yeah.
And is it mind-taxing and you know,
well,
is it difficult?
For the riddles, yeah, it's difficult. A lot of people couldn't get them, yeah.
So what skills did you need, you know, to sort of to build it? I mean, is it like a really technologically quite advanced thing?
Yeah, quite advanced. The programmers did a lot of work and I didn't really understand it, but it was a good learning curve. So, you know, I watched them, and when they went to bed, I sort of took over and did what I could.
Any mishaps along the way?
Yeah, we had 2 hours to go, and we'd done an hour's worth of work without saving it, and the computer blue screened, which, like, crashed, so we had to do it again.
No, so you had to cram. So thinking 2 hours and coasting, we're all just finishing touches and stuff.
We'll be all right, you know, polishing it up, and then it just blue screened, crashed.
But you managed to cram it all in,
got it in there, yeah. And then we had to get it to the canteen, which were a couple of floors away, and it was like 5 to 6. So the lad just took it on the removable disk drive and ran, and we made it, yeah.
Crazy. Wow, so did anybody not finish on the other teams? Did it fail or didn't work or anything?
A couple of teams had a couple of problems, but I'm pretty sure that every team finished and every game is available to download to play.
Wow, that's a success in itself. So what do you get for winning?
No prizes, you just get, you know, the status of winning.
Yeah, but a big thing in the gaming world,
it's a big thing, yeah.
And great on your CV. So what's your specific... You know, you're obviously involved in the leading pack of the team, if you like, but, you know, are you into sort of how it looks, you know, design, program, and what, you know, where's your strength?
The game were basically ours, you know, we had to say what were going into it, what was going to happen, you know, the artwork, we had to say everything that were going into it.
And is there, like, a huge talent for what you do in Halifax, in the Illingworth area, or are you a bit of a loner on that front? Was it something you've just done yourself all your life so far, or have you got, like, a group of mates?
Something I've done myself, you know, I don't really know anyone else that's into it. I know friends that play games, but nobody's tried to do anything like this.
So what did you enjoy at school, then? What's your forte? Were you science mad, or were you...
PE mad.
Were you? So you're an all-rounder sort of thing, yeah?
Well, I went for the physical approach, but then I got interested in gaming. I've always played games all my life.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happens now? This, can you, like, use this as a massive lever to go and realise some dreams career-wise, do you think?
Yeah, I can put it on my CV. We've also spoke with the team members to make expansions and whatnot.
Martin, you've been fantastic. Thank you very much
Thanks for
joining us today. Martin Whittle, inspiration, local hero, you know, winning a gaming competition. Fantastic. So you can download it easily from traintogame.com. Get on it. It's number one. What's it? Sherlock Holmes, isn't it?
The Capture of Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. Mark Will, thank you very much for joining us.